Discipline is doing something regularly and routinely despite desires and feelings. So keeping that in mind, I want to talk today about the spiritual discipline of Bible intake. Bible intake is the most important spiritual discipline or any discipline you'll learn in your entire life. And there's so much here I wish I could talk on, but I don't have much time. So I want to focus on some practical advice and a couple different areas of Bible intake. We all know how important Bible intake is, and I could quote many verses showing that to you. But I will say this. Anybody ever wonder how often is often enough for reading your Bible? The answer is every day. So wonder no longer. All right, so first I just want to talk about reading our Bibles. That's the most basic Bible intake method there is. And we need to read our Bibles every single day, and here are some good things that the Lord has taught me about Bible intake. Number one is find a time of the day that you can always use for your daily reading. And this is very huge. I wake up early every day so I can read the Bible. I do it before work, and I know when I'm reading it, I know where I'm reading it, and it really helps me stay disciplined. If you don't have that time set apart, when those days come where you just wake up and you do not feel like reading the Bible, it's really easy for the day just to kind of go by, and then you just kind of don't read your Bible. But if you have that time set apart, you either wake up early or at night, I don't know, whatever works better for you, you know what you're doing then, and it's very hard to fill that time with other stuff. Having a set time for Bible intake daily is very important. So that's a piece of advice number one. Number two, the Bible should be your number one source of intake during your Bible reading time. And this can be very tempting. There's a lot of very good Christian books out there. There's a lot of amazing sermons out there with amazing detailing of the Bible. But ultimately, it is not the Word of God. God speaks to us most powerfully through His Word personally. Don't forget that. Now, I can't say what's a good balance. It might be at different times in your life, different seasons of your life. The balance of Bible time to other material time might be a little different. But I will say this. If days are going by where you are not reading the Bible and you're just reading other biblical material, I would say you're a little out of balance. Remember to stick to the Bible. That's your number one source of intake. Piece of advice number three, don't neglect study. Don't just read your Bible and put it down. And I know we've heard this many times, but it's so important. You got to study your Bible. And this is what I do. It doesn't have to be very hard. Every year I like to go through the New Testament, just see how far I can get. Usually I make it all the way through. And if something comes up that strikes my fancy or I find interesting or I have no idea what it means, I stop and I study it. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes. Sometimes it'll take a few days. I go to Bible commentaries, might go to people's websites. I ask Craig, Mike, people, and I figure out what it means so I have a grasp of it and I can share it with other people. So that's what studying can look like. It doesn't have to be hard, but it is absolutely important for true biblical discipline. Now, one little fruit I would like to share about having a good Bible intake plan is simply this, that when you're in the Word daily and you discipline yourself to do it, you become familiar with the Bible. There's been many times where I've been talking to somebody about God or Jesus and they ask me something I don't know off the top of my head. But because I've gained a familiarity with the Bible, I can say, hey, I know where that is. I think it's in 1 Corinthians. It's on this side of the page down in the corner. I flip through it and boom, there it is. And that's from getting a familiarity with the Bible. And that's been huge when I'm talking to people. So I really encourage you with that. It's such a powerful tool. So there's Bible reading. Now I want to talk about another part of Bible intake, and that is memorization. Memorizing God's Word is very, very, very important. And it is absolutely a daily discipline because it is very hard and it is challenging. And it has to be a daily thing or else you just kind of forget everything. So I want to share some good ways I have found in memorizing the Bible. And this is the method I have found good. And I'm not saying it's the best method, but it works for me, so maybe think about giving it a try. What I do is when I'm memorizing something new through the week, Monday through Thursday is new stuff. So this year I'm doing 1 Thessalonians because Pastor Mike told me to. So Monday, I'll pick up where I left off. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll learn new stuff. Maybe a verse a day, maybe two, depending on how short they are or whatever. And then on Friday, I go over everything I learned for that week a few times until I can go over it perfectly. So that's what I do when I'm learning new stuff. And I found it very effective. And now equally important to memorization is keeping memorized what you've already learned. There's no point in learning something new if you can't remember stuff you've already learned. That just kind of defeats the whole purpose. So this is what I have found to be helpful. So every other week is a review week. Now at first, this isn't necessary, but when you get some big chunks down, this becomes very important. So what I do is every other week, I set apart for a review week. So I break down what I've learned into five chunks. So Monday, I'll do 20 verses of this thing I did, James 1, 1 Thessalonians 1. Tuesday, the next 20 verses, James 2, 1 Thessalonians 2, and so on till Friday. And that's been enough to help me keep what I've remembered memorized. I've been tempted before, you know, maybe I should go once every 3 weeks, once every month, but I figured, you know, better not risk it. And when I went through this book that we're kind of doing all this stuff on spiritual disciplines, the author said something that was very, very huge to me. He says, you will get to the point in your memorization spiritual discipline that a majority of your time is spent keeping memorized what you've already memorized. You won't be spending that much time learning new stuff because you have to spend so much time keeping memorized what you've already learned. And that's not a bad thing. It's a very, very good thing to be spending all that time maintaining God's word in your life. And just know that it is a huge discipline. There's lots of times on a review week, I'll wake up on a Monday and just be like, this is going to be so tedious and boring. But then as soon as something comes up in that week where I'm tempted with something and I recall a verse to myself, or somebody else is going through something and I can recall a verse that helps them, it makes it all worth it. And I know you guys will think the exact same thing. And I'm not boasting about this stuff. I'm just giving testimony of what the Lord's done in my life. I used to take Bible intake not too serious. I used to read the Bible maybe one or two days a week. And I never had any prolonged times of connection with God. I was always constantly battling with stupid little temptations and stuff. And then right around when me and Heidi got married, God put it on my heart to try to read his Bible every single day. And it has absolutely transformed my life. And it's all glory to God. Now I want to say this. I know some of you out there have been connecting with God for years, and you have your own awesome plans, and that's awesome. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if any of you out there are feeling that you've maybe wasted some time, and you need to start doing this, I just want to encourage you to just go for it. Before you know it, a month will have gone by, and you'll have read your Bible every day, you've got some verses memorized, and then before you know it, a few months will go by, and then a year will have gone by, and you'll have so much more familiarity in the Bible. You have so many verses memorized at your disposal, and God will be moving in your life. So just begin and just do it. That's what it takes. Just be disciplined and go for it. So I hope this may have encouraged you and given you some desire to memorize God's word and read God's word. And now the point of all this is not so that we can be smart or because we can feel like we're doing the right thing or because Pastor Mike will bust us if we don't. We do all this, we discipline ourselves because we want to, because we love God, because we want to be used by him, and because we want to be passionate about serving him and sharing him with other people. And we do it because ultimately we want to love him so much that our discipline, instead of being a have to do this, it becomes a we get to do this. And that's what happens when you discipline yourself in the Bible. Yeah.